Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Listening to Battlefield Expressions, this is Senior Chief Ron Burroughs, retired United States Navy Seabees, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows, and our new program, Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy. And I have a full house this morning. I have guests that will be with us. We're going to be talking about our new program, the Battlefield Expressions Art Program. And we just have some great, exciting news. I've got some of our instructors and the directors that are here this morning. We'll be talking and interviewing with them. We'll be talking about how important this program is to our community as far as our veterans and their families. We want to remind you that as we talk about our veterans in this program, we're not just talking about the veterans who have served. We're talking about active duty personnel and their families, reserve personnel and their families, and National Guard personnel and their families. Because these men and women are out deploying right now. They're deploying either across our nation, they're deploying across the world, they're serving our nation, and the families are left behind. And right now, with everybody sheltering in place and not being able to get out, they're going stir crazy. And this is just a wonderful opportunity as we introduce it to our community for us to be able to have them involved, be able to share some of their experiences, whether it be on a canvas or another medium. We're going to have several different mediums that we'll be working with, and we'll talk about that this morning with our guests. And also sharing the mic this morning with us is Michelle Kwistoff, who is on our board of directors for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Good morning. And she is the advocate for Homeward Bound. And so as we do our Homeward Bound programs and work with our veterans, she has been able to work with us. Tell us a little bit about what you do for Homeward Bound.
What do I do? Oh, my goodness. A lot. Let's just put it at that. I help coordinate the events that we have at Christmas and at Thanksgiving. And this year we'll be doing one at Easter as well. We go out into the community and we service the veteran community for post 9/11 veterans for Homeward Bound. We provide emergency services such as emergency rent payments, emergency power payments, insurance, that kind of a thing. Also emergency food services. We've done, I don't even know how many meals in the last 6 years since I've been with you, but it's been definitely about at least 1,200 in the last couple of years for sure.
At least 1,200 meals at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
We did almost 300 meals this year or this past year at Christmas and Thanksgiving. So between the hams and the turkeys and all the canned goodies and the emergency grocery services that we do, it's been a lot of stuff like that. So I also manage the website and the Facebook and do all your marketing for you. And
not for me, for the museum.
For your event photography. So, yeah, lots of different hats. Also, the grant writer and researcher, and yeah, whatever you tell me you need me to do.
And so, one of the things that she mentioned is that we're going to be offering meals to military families, veterans that are in need at Easter also. Because we were given a gracious grant this year, we have the funding to be able to provide those meals. So, as we get closer here just a couple weeks to Easter, we will still have ham meals and turkey meals also to be able to give to these veterans that are in need. So if you have somebody that is in need and you think that they would be interested in having a meal for their family, a veteran, a qualified veteran in our community, we'd like you to give the museum office a call. And the museum office number is 530-378-2280. That's 378-2280. And so if you are a family member or and you need to have some food or some services during that time frame and you're a veteran, we'd like to go ahead and sponsor you and take care of you at that time. we have the funding that was donated to us to help our veterans. And so we want to make sure that we're not sitting on that funding. We want to make sure that we're getting those food products back out, that we're helping veterans that need service. We can help with the advocacy, and that we can make sure that those things are going. Now, one of the other things that we provide also is we provide gently used furniture and things like that to veterans that are in need through loss of fire, or maybe they're moving, they've lost something or whatever else. And we also have medical supplies also that are donated to us on a regular basis, especially for our Silver Star veterans and widows. But even for our younger families, some of the children might need services or support. We have crutches, we have wheelchairs, we have walkers. We have several different kinds of medical supplies that we can offer to the families that are in need. And so as long as we have those in supply, those are gifted to the qualified veteran families. They're gifted. There's no cost. And so that's part of our program, to be able to give back to our veterans community through either Homeward Bound for our younger veterans or Silver Star Veterans and Widows, which is our older veterans program. And so we just want to make sure that you're aware of that if you didn't know. And I'll give you the phone number once again. It's 378-2280. And so that is our offices. I'm in there about every other day trying to listen to the messages, but we're out taking care of other business with a firehouse in Cottonwood and a property up on the hill. And so we have lots of irons in the fire, and we have lots of great things going on in our community. And so, Michelle, you are, now that we have the Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Grant, and we're preparing to gift 200 art packages and supplies to the families and veterans who are qualified and want to be a part of the program. Have we gotten all those supplies, or we still need to get some more supplies for those?
We have about probably 90% of them. I think there's just a couple of little things, but we have over 200 kits already put together and available to be gifted out for the Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy Program. So we'll be getting ready to hand all those out at our first class, which is going to be on the 6th of March. And it's going to start at 10 in the morning until noon. And then there will be a secondary class in the afternoon, which will go from 2 until 4 p.m. And those are going to be at our fire station location down in Cottonwood at 3271 Brush Street. And if anybody wants to participate, all they have to do is go to our website, fill out the registration form, and then we will get them put into one of the classes. And they'll be set up to do the whole program, and it's going to run from March until July.
And so if you don't have computer access and you want to be part of this program, my suggestion is that you just come to one of the first meetings. Come to one of the first meetings. We'll get you set up. We'll get you taken care of. We'll get you in the system, and we will take care of you. So if, because I know that there's some folks out there that don't have computers, or their computers are failed or whatever else, especially some of our older veterans, that's okay. We want to invite you to be a part of this program for you to be able to come and share the experience, since this is for all of those who are in our community, that are in the veterans community, for us to be able to make this happen. And once again, this is a this grant that we received is from the State of California Arts Council. And so we're abiding by some of those guidelines from the State of California. They've relaxed some of those guidelines because of the COVID issues, so we're able to manipulate some of the funds and dollars to be able to cover different art things that we weren't be able to before. And so we're really excited about getting this program going. We're excited about being able to help the veterans. And one of the great things that will happen is, as we these pictures are painted or these art designs are made, they will be, a portion of those will come back and they will stay in the museum collection. And so as the museum continues to grow and carry on, we will have a art gallery from our veterans in our community who have painted these pictures or done this art project and are able to share that experience with their individuals, that with the individuals in our community who come and visit. And at the very end of this program in July, we're going to have a showcase event where we'll be showing all of this art that's out there. And it's just going to be a really great opportunity here in our community for us to be able to honor our veterans, to be able to share this with them, help them get even if you don't have PTSD, that's fine. It's an opportunity for you to come together with like-minded individuals and be able to express yourself in a positive manner. And so just a wonderful opportunity. When we come back, we're going to introduce some of our instructors. We're going to talk about what we'll be doing and what they'll be sharing and what their goals are for our program. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The man who died, who gave that right to me. defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Yeah.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And boy, you know, I'm standing right now in our community for our veterans. We're standing up and we're saying, hey, you know, we have these veterans who serve around the world. They serve our country. They sacrifice right now. They're getting ready to, those guys over in Afghanistan just got, they were told this week, you're not going home. And I saw that on the news and I thought to myself, holy mackerel. These guys had been waiting to come home from their deployment. They were told through the Trump administration they were going to be coming back from Afghanistan, and the Biden administration just said, you guys are on hold. You're not coming home. I was in Fallujah in 2006 when the Army was put on hold. They were put on stay, and we were there in Fallujah, Iraq, with the Navy Seabees working with the Marine Corps, and we were doing our nine-month tour there, and the Army had been there for 9 months, and they got a stay. They were told they had to stay another minimum of 6 months, and that was in 2006. And we were walking around shaking our head, and we're going, well, we're glad we're not Army, because we'd be stuck here for another 6 months. And those guys were not happy. Those men, talk about a morale buster, to be working together as a unit, and when you're there, you know that you have to be there for a certain amount of time and that your deployment lasts from X to Y, whatever those dates are, and you plan for that day. You plan the days, you plan the hours, you plan the minutes till you have your bag dragged, you throw your bag on the plane, the jet, and you get out of the danger zone. You head back home. And so I was just, as I was thinking about what was taking place, I was thinking, boy, now more than ever, we need to make sure that we continue to support our military personnel, especially when they get extended like that. And now they're having to deal with not being able to come home. It's not just that, but the family's been expecting them to come home for months. And so that makes it really tough for everybody, because the kids are waiting to come back. The mom's waiting for the dad, or the mother's waiting, or the wife's husband's waiting for the wife, depending upon who's actually serving, because there's so many men and women that both serve right now. And it really makes it tough on the entire family. And so once again, that comes back to the programs that we carry here in our own community for the Northern California Veterans Museum. When I put the Northern California Veterans Museum together, I added the Heritage Center. So it's the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And all of these sub-programs are part of the museum under the Heritage Center, because it's the heritage of our men and women who serve and they sacrifice, they put their lives on the line. It's the heritage of the family members who keep the home fires burning, who wait for that loved one to return, to be able to come back and to embrace them and try to carry on those lives. And sometimes it is so difficult about after coming back with the op tempo, the operational tempo that is demanded, the 24/7 missions, the hours, the job that you do, the combination of the loneliness and the hard work, it wears on you. And sometimes when they deploy and they come back, they never come back as the same person they were when they left. And even though the family accepts them back and tries to help take care of them, the veteran is never completely the same individual as they were. In their mind, sometimes they are still in the combat zone. They are still on the flight line. They are still in the convoys. They are still in the tents and the offices working a 30-hour day, because that's what the mission requires. And so, once again, that's why our Battlefield Expressions program for our veterans is so important, to be able to offer this back to our veterans. And when I say veterans, I also include our Reserve Guard and the National Guard. And our active duty personnel, wherever they may be, in their families, because they're wearing that uniform. It doesn't matter if they're out. They may be work. They may be in the middle of a 20-year service, or they may be just doing 2 years, or maybe they're only doing 4 years. It doesn't matter. If they're doing their obligation, it's our opportunity to make sure that we honor them for stepping up and wearing that uniform. Michelle Kwistoff, once again, is our coordinator for our liaison for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And she is also the grant coordinator for Battlefield Expressions Art Therapy. And so, Michelle, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about this program. You were, your father was in the United States Navy. He served during Vietnam, and you were part of the luggage and got drug all over the United States for him doing his duty. Tell us a little bit about that background and how it was for you to be a Navy kid and how this program is going to help military families.
Well, literally, I was the luggage. We moved six times in 10 months before I was a year old. And that was back in the late 70s when all the Alameda Naval Base was being converted to Alameda Naval Air Force. And they were selling off the properties outside. They were getting rid of the base-owned housing, converting to more barracks, and then redoing some of the other houses. So literally, there was one point where we moved six times in 10 months before I was a year old. So I've moved 41 times in my whole entire life. And I'm pretty well done with that, but, it is. It's you literally, hey, we were in one house for 6 weeks, and the next we were in a house for 6 months, so you never know. And, I personally had three different kindergartens and a couple other grade schools that were more than one school because, hey, Dad's in the Navy, and that's what you do. So you just go where you're sent. And with my dad, he was on a weapons carrier. He was on the USS Kilauea. He was a machinist mate there. Or as they call him, a boiler room gorilla, and he got to swing the pipes and everything else, and he's working down there where all that stuff is and in the heat and the sweat. And he went to Vietnam twice. He was in the Philippines. He was in Taiwan. He was in Hong Kong. He was in Japan. He went to Australia and Hawaii, and me and my mom got left with the luggage at home. My dad's moving around, and we're waiting for him to come back. And sometimes it was 6 months, sometimes it was longer, but, this is how it is. You go where you're told. I'm still a box kid. All my stuff still hasn't been unpacked even after my last move because you never know when your next move is going to be, so you go. That's part of the project, you just go. And being here, I think, with Battlefield, it's going to give our military personnel and their families that opportunity to integrate back into life and society and show exactly, their experiences through what they've been through in service, or if they're just proud to be an American. The kids are proud of their dad or their mom, and they want to show that through creative forces, through artwork and other mediums, being able to express themselves creatively, where sometimes there's nothing but words. When there's no words you can say, there's always a way that you can express it by being able to paint or draw or sketch or sculpt or whatever else you can do. And that's what we're trying to do with Battlefield Expressions, is to be able to bring that creativity and that outlet, whether it's good, bad, positive, negative, any of that, to be able to bring it back into our Northern California community as a free option for our military personnel and veterans in this area. This area has more than 26,000 veterans per the Shasta County area. We know that because we did a grant on it. But literally, this area has more per capita veterans and military personnel than any other area in California. I mean, it's beautiful up here. Why wouldn't you want to move up here? It's absolutely gorgeous, and people love this area for that reason. So with this, we want to make sure that we can express the life and the beauty that is part of their experiences, as well as sometimes the darkness and the sadness that comes with some of this stuff. So it's all going to be incorporated into that particular program with Battlefield Expressions.
And I think what's really interesting is because you've experienced that, you have an opportunity to relate to other military family members that will be coming in, because as their mother or father are deployed and they're gone, you've experienced that through your life. As they're being box kids because they've had to move. That's one of the biggest things. As the kids get older, they just start to make friends in high school and junior high, and then they move. And that really messes it up when you don't have long life friends that you can go back to and have and enjoy that during those times of your lives. Junior high, high school, all of that. That's where you develop those relationships and things like that. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're talking about our art therapy program that we're working on here in our community for our veterans. And as we come back, we'll be discussing that more and sharing more with you how we want to service our veterans in our community to honor them. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on.
and success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/ruscholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save, we salute your courage. Coming home with pride.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home.
The heroes who defend our flag will live on forever. All the heroes, both young and old, that soldier on to unknowns. From across the changing world, we that you come back home. Coming home with pride.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home with heads high. Coming home from the land afar. Coming home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions and coming home. Our men and women, as they do come home and after they come home, they're still struggling to get back in the saddle, to get their lives reengaged, whether it be with a spouse or with children or with a mom and dad. Sometimes it's very difficult. And you can still see that with our Vietnam veterans. They were never respected when they came home. And so it's so important for us to reach out to our veterans that are here at home, our Vietnam veterans that are in our community, to say thank you to them, to say welcome home. How important it is to be received. How important it is for you to be gone and come home and expect a homecoming and not receive it. Whether it's from your family or whether it's from the public, from our society. People who have never served this nation, people who have never worn the uniform. They have no idea what we as military personnel go through. No, nothing. They don't know what the families go through. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and if you have not worn the uniform of the United States, you're a welfare recipient of freedom, because somebody else has paid the price that you enjoy every day, whether you respect it or you don't respect it. Somebody else has purchased that freedom with blood, sweat, tears, and with the death or the loss of their lives. And how important that is for us to continue to remember that. That's part of what this program is, Battlefield Expressions. If you've never been on the battlefield and you've never felt the fear and you've never felt the sweat and you've never felt the dirt and the toil and the grit in your teeth as you hit the dirt, it doesn't go away. The fear and the sound of the explosions and the sound of the gunfire, those things are permanent in your mind. They're permanent in your memory. They're permanent in your lives. And you deal with that every single day as you continue to try to strive to bring your life back together. That is one of the things that we hope to accomplish with Battlefield Expressions Art Therapy, is to be able to offer an avenue for veterans and for their families, military personnel currently serving. They have an opportunity to express themselves and to share that. And we want to be part of that healing process. We want our veterans to be successful in our community. We don't want them to be homeless on the streets. We don't want them to be out there walking around or hiding inside their houses because they can't deal with society after coming back, after they've sacrificed and they've served honorably. And so it's important for us to reach out and to make sure we do not let our veterans fall through the cracks. And Battlefield Expressions is an opportunity and a way for us to do that. Once again, the coordinator for our grant program is Michelle Quistoff. She is the grant coordinator for the Battlefield Art Council grant that we received. And Michelle, I'm going to turn this over to you for right now as we get ready to go through to talk with some of our instructors and what we're bringing to the table with our instructors and how these things are going to make a difference and what we are offering and what our goal is to assist our veterans with through this program.
The Battlefield Expressions is designed to bring the veteran out of that sheltering in place state that they were. And we actually applied for this grant in 2019 before COVID hit. And then when they started doing their awards for it, we were already in line with everything that they were talking about. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we were able to get the grant, was because they saw that the project that we were already spearheading and working up fit right in line with the guidelines for the grant that we applied for. And they encouraged us to go ahead and pursue it even further. And that's what we're trying to do now. Is originally our idea was to send out the kits to those sheltering in place, and we still are going to be doing that, but then we were going to be now having the classes and having the instructors, and we have four amazing ladies. We have Tammy Rayton and Joni Crosby, and they're here with us today. We have Brenda Ballantyne and then Janet Headley, and they all have a history and a background in art, whether it's just personal or teaching or therapeutic. They all are excited to be here. They're happy to participate in the program. And with this program, they're going to be instructing the classes. They're going to be interacting with the veterans and their spouses and their wives and their families, any of the people that attend the classes, and they'll be the ones kind of heading up the instruction on particular techniques or exercises in order to bring out those feelings and those emotions as well as those experiences in both positive and negative fashions.
Give us those dates again when those first classes start.
So the first class is going to be on March the 6th, and it's going to start at 10 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon. And then the second class that same day will be from 2 in the afternoon until 4 in the afternoon. And it's going to be at 3271 Brush Street in Cottonwood, and that's our firehouse that we have for our restoration facility. So that's where the classes will be held at.
And I would encourage you, if you are planning to be a part of that program, that you bring, if you want to bring a loved one with you, or you want to bring a spouse with you, or you want to bring a friend with you, to, if you're not sure, or maybe you want to share that experience, or whatever else, we invite you to do that also. Because we really want you to get engaged in this program. I think it's such a really great opportunity. This program is a diamond in the rough. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity for our not just the veterans, but their families too. Because I like you talked about earlier, we were talking about the pride of the kids. My dad serves in the Army. My dad's a Marine. Mm-hmm. And they want to paint pictures about their dad serving or their mom serving or someplace they were at, or maybe it's an experience that they had. Maybe they want to paint a picture of themselves with their father or their mother. It's just it's a really great opportunity for them to express themselves and then to be able to have that displayed in the public view. And that's how we'll be honoring them also, is being able to share those in with the community.
Exactly. And we're encouraging them to be intuitive with their art and be free in their expression of, you know, whether it's, like I said, if it's happy, if it's pride, if it's sad, if it's dark, any of that is all of it's welcome. We want it to be a display for each individual doing the program so that they feel like they're contributing back into both the museum, both into society, and both through their own life and experiences, just to be able to share that with the rest of the community out here. So if we can get into talking with some of the ladies, I'm sure they'll be able to help us a little bit more here. So first I'm going to talk to Tammy. Tammy, tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, I am kind of new to this area, Northern California, and so I've been looking for a great place to volunteer, and this opportunity came up. And so I'm really excited to share what I know about art with the public.
Okay, and how long have you been doing art?
Oh, I've probably been doing art for over 30 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I do a variety of different crafts as well. So I do paint with acrylics, and I've taught some classes to others. But I also do mosaics and crochet. And so I have kind of just a wide variety of interests in all kinds of arts.
Awesome. And so you're going to be helping our veterans to kind of go through the process, mostly with the acrylics, right? You're going to be working in that medium for a good portion of it. Isn't that what we discussed?
Yes. Okay. I can't wait to teach them how to paint and just kind of share their feelings and emotions.
Exactly. You want them to have that positive experience to be able to let out their creativity, and we're just going to let the paint flow, as my old art teacher used to say.
So. Right. No experience is necessary.
Absolutely not. We're going to give you the basics to start off with, and then we're going to encourage you to use whatever you want to be able to create whatever you choose. All right. Let's talk to Joni next.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Joni. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been into doing art, and a little bit about your background?
Oh, I'm very, very new to art. I work in an elementary school, so I do a lot of art projects with kids. And, you know, I started out in first grade, and now I work with 4- and 5-year-olds in TK. And it's just an adventure every day, seeing what they can, you know, put down on their paper and what they're proud of.
That sounds like so much fun. I would love to just be part of that class just to
see
how it goes.
It's so fun. We do directed draws. We have watercolor Fridays. It's just amazing when they don't think that they can do something, and then you show them step by step how to do it, and they can figure it out.
Yeah.
So I like being a part of that.
Encouraging their creativity and bringing out that side of them that they probably didn't even know they had, right?
Yeah. And I didn't know I had any creativity, and I don't consider myself a very creative person.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I'm working on it. Maybe that's what I can, you know, get out of this whole program for myself, too, is helping me to become a little more creative.
Great. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Close her
haven't smelled like your clothes in a while. I know a friend on your letters that say how you do it for me. And mommy says how you keep it a safe even though it might not be easy to see. We'll leave the light on until daddy comes home. We'll leave the light on for our soldier to remember all who've fallen, honor all who served. Soldier's fight will be lit, it's forever burned. We'll leave the light on. Late at night, when mommy thinks she's all alone, I hear her pray to God. Lord, I don't know how much longer I can hold us together. Alone, it's becoming so hard.
Listening to Battlefield Expressions and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and its programs leave the light on for our veterans every day. And even though they're home, sometimes they're not home. And how important it is for us to be able to reach out to those in our community who are already sheltering in place, who are kind of being hidden, they're not getting the support, they're not getting the service, they don't know that these are available for them in our community. And we are part of the light in our community to step forward and to say thank you for your service. We want to honor you for your service, and we want to remember those who have already served. We have so many personnel in our community. We're losing our older veterans right now at a very fast rate because of age, and because with Vietnam veterans, we're losing them due to Agent Orange, through cancer and different things that are taking place because of that exposure. And it's so important for us to make sure that they know that they're not falling through the cracks, that this program appreciates them, that this program is here to say thank you. I don't think that we can ever say thank you enough on the radio or in our community or to those neighbors around us, those that serve. After being in Iraq for two combat tours, and we lost Marines, and we had to put personnel in body bags, and we had to bring them home that way, and to take care of issues after IEDs exploded and things like that, and to take care of our wounded. Unless you've ever been exposed to that on a 24-hour basis for a long period of time, it's ingrained when you come back. And that's one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about it, is because when I talk about this program, I'm back on the battlefield in Iraq, and I think of the experiences of where we were, what took place. We performed 177 missions outside the wire, and that doesn't count all of the preparation to go and to do the job we did while we were there. That doesn't go away. That is always there. That is always in the forefront of the mind. The long hours, the exposure to the enemy fire, the exposures to issues with your personnel and your command and dealing with the enemy and things along those lines. And so it is so important for the like-mindedness for us to be able to reach out to other combat veterans who served, other veterans who served that may not have been in combat but still went through extreme experiences, and they still need that hand up. This is a hand up. This is not a hand out. And this is an opportunity for us to grab you by the hand and lift you up and say, we're here to support you. We're here to say, hey, we want to honor you, and we're not going to dog you. We're not going to tear you down. We're not going to insult you. And we're part of the team, and we want you to be part of the team in our community also. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Michelle as she continues to talk with our some of our instructors, and we talk about what our program, what the Battlefield Art Program is all about to help these veterans.
Well, what we are trying to do is to bring out the creativity in the local community of veterans here, to have a free and basically a free and calm space for them to be able to safely express themselves. And we were talking with Joni and Tammy a little bit, and we kind of ended up having to cut it short for a sec, but we want to ask a little bit more about how you guys got involved with the program and what made you want to go ahead and start helping with this project.
Well, I don't have a military background, but I married a very patriotic man who just has given me so much to think about that I never thought about when I was younger. And it's really exciting to be a part of your guys' program, because I was invited to a veterans dinner a couple years ago. And when you step back and look at all of the work that you guys put into that, you think that it's like this really huge show and there must be a ton of people running this great thing. And, you know, what can I do to help? They don't need my help. And so I never stepped up to do anything about it, even though I felt really strongly and passionately about what you guys are doing. And my lovely friend Leanna, who invited me to the dinner, called me up one day and asked if I would be interested in being one of the instructors for this incredible program. And I felt like this was, it just landed in my lap, something that I could do.
Well, life went on for you.
And I never felt like I could do anything else, you know, for this terrific, you know, cause that you guys have. And so this is something I feel really, really passionate about. I love art. I didn't do art until, you know, about 5 years ago. I sat down at one of those paint nights for a dinner at, like, Chili's or something, and I painted the ugliest tree that you have ever seen. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. I don't know. But my hands were moving, and my brain stopped thinking about everything. And I realized that when you pick up a brush or you pick up a palette knife or a sponge or your fingers, anything that you can get onto any type of canvas, you don't have to think about what's going on in the world. You don't have to think about the things that have happened to you or the things that are happening to other people. And you can just sort of escape into this wonderful place where the most creative, terrific things come out of you. You know, the other day I sat down to paint a cute little tree for a baby shower, and the thing that popped out was not a cute little tree. And when I started to actually say, oh, why isn't this tree working for me? This is not a cute tree. I can't really do this. When I started to really embrace the fact that this was not going to be a baby shower cute tree, then the colors popped out and the textures and the things that I was feeling came out onto this canvas, and I came out with something completely different than what I intended to paint, which was the most amazing feeling for me. And I'm really, really hoping that at least one person sitting in that room with me can feel that feeling right there. I didn't think that this was going to come out, and now I look at it, and it is just the most gorgeous tree that I've ever seen, and I love it so much, and I'm hoping to give that to somebody else. I'm hoping that they'll escape from whatever is bothering them, whatever is in their heads, and they'll be able to come out with this much pride and joy over what's in front of them when they're done.
That's what this program is all about. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good on the presser,
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The extreme winter weather that left residents of Texas and other southern states shivering through an unseasonal cold spell is now testing President Biden's disaster management skills. Part of the job of being president, of course, dealing with crises like this. He says he would like to make a trip to the Lone Star State this week, as long as it does not distract from the ongoing recovery efforts. So there is some good news. Warmer temperatures now said to be spreading across the southern U.S., bringing some relief. Governor Andrew Cuomo and his health commissioner offered an adamant defense yesterday of their March decision that required nursing homes to accept patients recovering from COVID-19 into facilities already populated by some of the most vulnerable people in the country. At a news conference, Cuomo defended that decision.
If anyone had the perfect answer to nursing home deaths, and if anyone tells you they do, they're lying, because people are going to die in nursing homes today.
Cuomo says his decision was the best option at the time to help free up desperately needed beds at the state's hospitals. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says his years in office taught him to be wary of teachers' unions. His view, he says, has been reinforced by union demands that schools be closed during COVID-19.
And this is the new fight against the union, who, not the teachers themselves, because lots of teachers speak out, it's the union that is selfish and tries to get their members something for nothing all the time.
Christie was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Biden sticking with his pick for budget director.
The president says he's not going to withdraw his nomination of Neera Tanden to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Biden was asked about his nominee after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he would not vote to confirm her. Manchin said Tanden's overtly partisan statements on social media will have a toxic and detrimental impact.
More from townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Other licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Africa has surpassed 100,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19 as the continent prays for its early response to the pandemic, now struggles with a dangerous resurgence. Foreign correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
The 54-nation continent of some 1.3 billion people has barely seen the arrival of large-scale supplies of vaccines. But a variant of the virus dominant in South Africa is already posing a challenge to vaccination efforts. Health officials had breathed a sigh of relief last year when African countries did not see a huge number of COVID-19 deaths, but are now reporting a jump in fatalities. Still, if doses are available, the officials say the continent should be able to vaccinate up to 40% of its population by the end of 2021 and 60% by the end of 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. is reversing former President Trump's policy that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico.
The Biden administration moved forward Friday with the unwinding of Trump administration asylum policy. 25 asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program were taken to San Diego hotels to quarantine for 7 days under coronavirus protocols. The 25 will then wait in the U.S. with relatives, friends, or sponsors for their court hearings. Michael Hopkins, the CEO of Jewish Family Service of San Diego, which is playing a support role, says for now it's expected 25 asylum seekers a day will be allowed into San Diego. I'm Mike Gracia.
NASA flight managers beaming over a stunning new picture of their rover landing on Mars.
I'm happy to say that the rover is doing great and is healthy on the...
That's Mars mission manager Pauline Huang, who said on NASA TV the team is receiving all kinds of good news from the planet's surface and that more images will be forthcoming. More of these stories at townhall.com.
When that plane finally landed was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me. I said, I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not exactly same good old boy that you ran around with before, I just came back from a war. The very next morning, I took a walk through the neighborhood. I thought it's been so long since I've been in a place where everything is good. People laughing and children were playing. And as I watched them, I found myself praying, Lord, keep them safe here at home in the land of the free.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and our veterans that are just coming back from the war, they're experiencing this trauma. They're experiencing the reintegration, separation, anxiety from the loss of their buddies, not so much from death, but just from serving with them so close for so long. And you learn to depend on that individual or those individuals to cover your six, to cover your back while you're in a critical situation, or even in your own job, the critical jobs that they do. So many of the jobs that they do are so critical, especially when they're working on aircraft and helicopters and making sure that those vehicles are working properly so that they don't fall out of the sky loaded with men and women who are transporting from one direction to the next. There are so many hazards and so many dangers out there that create so many different issues. And as much joy and fun as it is to be with your buddies and to be able to do things and to be able to accomplish missions, there's the anxiety and there's the fear and there's always the exposure to the elements that take you by surprise. And sometimes you think you can handle it and sometimes you can't. And that's where your buddies come in. That's where you rely on the other individuals that are around you to help support you and carry you as you move forward. Battlefield Expressions is the buddy. Battlefield Expressions PTR Therapy and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is part of being that buddy, to be there at your six, to help you with integration back into the community, to give you advocacy for some place to need to go talk, to express yourself, to find out if there's different things you may need to help you support you in the community as you come home, or if you've already been home for a while and you're still searching. This is an opportunity for us to be able to step out and help support you and to move you along in a positive way as you come back from your military service. Once again, we're talking about the Battlefield Expression to Art Therapy Program. And Michelle, you're working with our instructors as the grant program coordinator. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about that with our instructors.
Okay. So we were talking with Joni and Tammy, and now Brenda is here as well. So we've got Brenda Ballantyne to help us out, too. So we're talking about what got you guys involved with the program, what makes you want to be part of the program, and kind of what you're expecting to see come out of it for you personally as well as for the veterans that are going to be participating in all of this.
Hi, Michelle. Back to Tammy here. So Joni's friend that introduced her is actually my niece. And she also came up to me and asked me if I wanted to, was interested in becoming an art teacher for this program. And, of course, I said yes. I was a high school teacher for many years. And one of the things that I did with them was I had them, like, listen to music. And just like the music that you're playing now right before the show started. And for me, I'm a very visual person, so I listen to those words, and I see all these images run through my head. And I'm sure that it's just as touching to others, and I want them to be able to take those images that are in their head and be able to express them on paper. And, I mean, just so many things come up. And Joni was talking about her ugly tree picture, and just by looking at that tree, it brought back to me when I taught about World War One. And for me, I looked at that tree and I thought, wow, that looks like the no man's land, and I could see, you know, barbed wire. And, you know, so I just wanted to immediately add to her picture, and I think that the environment that we're going to have in these art classes will help inspire each other. So when there's a big group, you can bounce off ideas and you're not isolated. And I'm just so excited to see what all these people can create. And it is so healing. Art can be so healing. I know when I was going through troubled times, I also lost myself in art. Mm-hmm. And it does have a healing property, and it also builds a sense of pride. And I saw that in my students, even if they did, like, graffiti art. I saw that in my nephew. He won an art contest. And I think just the pride that people are going to have who participate in this program and then see their artwork up in the museum and know that it's going to be part of something and a healing part of something for others, it's an outstanding program.
Well, it definitely speaks to you when you hear those music or the words that come from the songs and you see those images that come through. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is integrate all of that into being able to express that to the veteran and their family members and, you know, those in the community so that they can see it for themselves. So we just have Brenda here now, too. Let's get a little bit from her. Hi, Brenda. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you.
Great.
I just want to say that from my background, being dad, being World War II, and from my husband being in Vietnam, and just the aftermath of all the PTSD and all the different things that I experienced personally, when I was asked about this particular program, even though my background as a therapist and all those other situations, counselor, whatever you want to call me, I'm not coming in this program for that. I'm coming in this program to come beside others who want to, even if you want to isolate, to be available, mm-hmm. to be able to let them know that you can make a messy art. The very first time I ever saw a veteran's self-expression that caught my attention, it was in a gallery, and it caught my attention because the head was misting. There was another head that was very messed up. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like, whoa, there's so much emotion in this particular picture. And then when I experienced it in my own, with my own therapeutic stuff, then I realized that there's so much freedom. Now, as an artist and one who wants to play and help other people, I deal with the fear, dealing with the fear of whether it's mm-hmm. canvas empty, something white, something that's going to be messy. What if I make a mistake? But I'm here to be of a service. And to be able to celebrate and have fun myself. But sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes it's scary. And so we'll work through that, you know. And so I'm excited about being available and being partaking of this experience.
And we're so happy that you're part of the project as well. And we're really looking forward to what all of these ladies can add to the process. We're missing Janet today, but Janet also has a background in teaching, and she's also an instructor and a personal artist herself. And we think that all four of you are just amazing, and we're so happy to have you as part of this project.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Been home about 6 months now, and I still have my doubts. Well, I'm not sure how I got here or how I'm gonna get out. Well, my mama says I look the same as I did before I left. But if she could see inside of me, it would scare her to death. I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, run, soldier, run. And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. And I see death in every single thought. Well, they taught me how. Put that uniform on, I just can't get it off. Last Saturday they honored us in a small parade downtown. I
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we are talking about our PTSD art therapy courses that we're putting together for our veterans in our community. They start next month in March, and it's an opportunity for veterans and their families, active duty military personnel, whether you're National Guard or Reserve, you are eligible, your families are eligible. If you are wearing the uniform of the United States right now, or you have worn that uniform, this program is for you. And the program, once again, is an opportunity for us to be able to help you reintegrate back into our community. It doesn't matter if you just came home or you've been home for 40 years. This is our opportunity for us to step up and say, come on in, be a part. Let us work with you. Let us share with you. And let's allow you to escape from some of these maybe nightmares or maybe things that are in the back of your head that you've never been able to let go. We just want to let you know that if you're hearing the radio program and it's breaking up, it's coming in and out, it's because there's snow on the and ice on the antenna. And they're working on that, trying to get that taken care of. But the program will probably be breaking up a little bit throughout the day until that's all gone off that antenna. We've got our guest, Brenda Ballantyne, one of our instructors, who is with us now. And Brenda, as we've talked with the other ladies, we've learned a little bit about their background and what they're bringing to the table. And I know that you have been doing several different mediums of art for quite a while. And what is unique is that because you do have a philosophical background with as a counselor and things like that, that you look at art in maybe just a little bit different aspect, and you bring to the table just a little bit different aspect, because when you are painting or talking with folks, you're kind of looking into a little bit into that soul, a little bit more than the rest of us because of your training, and you have an opportunity to help maybe in an area that the rest of us don't. Tell us a little bit about your painting background, and I know you had a little bit of trauma with your Vietnam husband and things like that, but I think that those are, as tough as it was, I think that those are character builders that allow you to help others that are maybe going through the same thing or that have experienced similar things. You have, you're a strong individual, and you have the opportunity to, like you said, come up alongside another individual that's painting or a veteran or anything like that, and to inspire them to maybe release a little bit more and to be able to share that on the canvas.
Thank you, Rob, for this. Again, it's an honor to be here, and it's very humbling. But I'm very real, and it sounds kind of silly, because that's what I bring to this program. I'm bringing honesty and trust, in the sense that you can trust yourself as you allow yourself to feel. And that was really hard, because being real means to be feeling. And sometimes you'll hear that in my voice, even right now, as I hear the music in the background, and I'm emotionally touched by that, because many times we put on uniforms, and maybe they're military, and maybe they're from different ways of hiding our feelings and our emotions. And so when we do art, it's not hiding. And that's kind of scary. You know, it really is. And like I said earlier, to be afraid to even touch a white canvas because I might mess it up, or to touch a white canvas and maybe I'll see something on it that I don't want to see. And as a one who's trained to analyze, I might be able to look at that if you desire that. Or just help you to push that into a place where it's a safe place that's outside of you. And in my own experience, to my surprise, because in my doctoral program or even in my master's program, we were required to have a therapist. And so I know that feeling. And I didn't know what was hidden underneath until a lovely therapist had me do some art. And to my surprise, just out of the depth of my being, not even in my head did I know that there was a mash cut type of a picture that came out. It wasn't all perfect or anything. It was just almost like scribbling with color crayons, but we were using oil pastels at that moment for that medium. And to my surprise came out a tent, as you would see in another country where people were being attended to by doctors and nurses, and there was like a mash unit, you know, with blood, and outside of the tent was helicopters and soldiers, and all this was something that was buried deep inside me because my my husband had been shot in both legs and was an amputee. And so all that trauma was being carried around another 30 years past what happened, and that surprised me. But you don't have to wait that long. You know, if there's things within you that you may not even know, but you want to maybe drink or do drugs or to hide or to get busy, there's all kinds of coping skills that we do to try to hide from things that we don't even know what we're hiding from or running from that's buried deep and inside of us. So what's buried alive stays alive. And so in this program, it's my desire to, whether it be on a Zoom call or whether it be in a classroom setting, very small, intimate, so not to be afraid of that. That's another thing I thought about earlier, that it's very safe. It's a very safe place, but a small place, so you're not feeling overstimulated or overwhelmed. But it's also a place where you can play, and maybe play and having fun with art is something we don't know how to do because we're so serious or so traumatized or scared or I don't know how. I just don't know how. I don't know how to do this. But I'm there to be able to help if available, if you desire. And that's kind of my background from coming from a very traumatized place, losing family members due to the war, all kinds of stuff. But from coming from a traumatized place to a healing place to help assist and offer healing is kind of where I'm coming from.
I think sometimes when you think about art, you think about a museum someplace, and you think about Leonardo da Vinci, or you think of Van Gogh or Rembrandt or Remington or any of these other famous artists. You don't think about how many that they started and threw away or how many that they painted over because it wasn't right or whatever else. You just see the fantastic that's out there. And so you think already, maybe I can't do this. Like you said, you're talking about the fear. Maybe I can't do this, so I'm not going to even try. I can never be good enough to have something in art or whatever else. It, like you said, it's about putting color. It's about putting color on whether it be canvas or paper or some other venue, and then seeing where it goes from there. It's an experiment. It's kind of like an experiment of the mind because I have painted watercolor myself as part of my PTSD art therapy when I was at Balboa Naval Hospital coming back from Iraq, and it was like I was sitting at Point Loma off the coast there in San Diego, and I was trying to paint the water in the coastal line there. And it's like you said, the canvas can be very intimidating. How could I ever express myself to make something look good on a piece of paper or on a canvas? And it's just, you have to just start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said earlier, girls, you have to take the brush and you just have to start. And even if it's just a color on there with a line, there's a portion of your brain that starts to take over with that creativity, and it gives you the opportunity to be able to one line on the other, one color on the other. And like we looked at some art the other night, were designs from Janet, and it was just expressions of whether it was color or whether it was lines or whether it was just, I imagine there can be anger, there can be happiness, there can be anything like that that comes out. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity for our individuals who are going to be part of the program to be able to just get in there and to have their own art kit. They're not going to be paying for it. It's a gift from us to them. And then for you guys to be able to inspire them, to be able to talk to them, to encourage them, to allow them to express themselves without judgment. So many people don't want to try things because they're afraid of failure or they're afraid of being judged. There is no judgment in this program. This is you show up and you do it. And at the end of the class, whatever is there is whatever is there. And the next time you come back, it's another opportunity to make it better, make it worse, but to express yourself in an honest way, because the whole idea is behind it is this is part of the healing process and the acceptance, being coming back into our community after serving and being along that line. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. Heartbeat won't stop, and his 18. birthday was the day he was born.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I guess it's not afternoon yet. It's 10:35. It just seems like it's been a long day already. I got up early this morning at 5 o'clock, and I've been working on the program this morning and taking care of stuff. So, it was just a beautiful day driving in today. The sky was blue. The mountains were covered with snow, and the clouds were still hanging out there low. The fields are turning green right now. That would be something to express is the beauty that we have right here in Northern California. We have such a beautiful location. It's just amazing to get up and see the snow-covered mountains and the blue sky and the pastures with the cattle in them and the horses. We're blessed to live here in Northern California. And that's one of the reasons that we have so many veterans that are here in Northern California. Once again, Michelle talked about earlier, we have over 20,000 veterans that live in the Tri-County area here, Shasta, Trinity, Lassen, Tehama County, Siskiyou, this area that we live in, because it is a beautiful place for veterans to retire to. It is a place where they can shelter in place. It's wide open. They can buy a house or live in an open rural area and not have somebody poking them every day like you live in the city and your next-door neighbor's either a wall away or 6 feet from the next house. And so when our veterans come back and they find themselves out in the countryside and everything else, and they're out cutting wood or they're walking through the forest or they're taking care of their horse or pasture, or they're just having the opportunity to not have somebody rubbing up against them in their lives, they need that separation. They need that opportunity. But they also need to come back to a group of people who are like-minded, who want to support them and to also encourage them to engage. You don't have to be a socialite to be with everybody else, but it's important also to make sure that you're not so far away that you're depressed and you might take your own life, or you might have something going on where you just need to have somebody to talk to or to express yourself. And so that's what this Battlefield program is all about, for the art therapy. We're going to be listeners, too. I'm going to be at every one of those programs that I can be at as far as the support team, as the grant administrator. And it's important for us, I think, for our instructors, because you're not going to be just talking with them. They're going to talk back. Eventually, they're going to open up, and you're going to listen to what they have to say. And you're going to encourage them, well, why don't you use this color? And why don't you use that color? Or why don't you try this? And it gives them an opportunity to maybe reach into the back of their mind where they hadn't thought about doing that before. Ladies, why don't we if you have other things you want to talk about, what you want to bring to the table and what you're expecting to work with the veterans with, some of those items.
I would like to say it's almost a secret, so please listen. It's not a have to, or you've got to do this, or don't do that. I'm inviting you, and that's exciting. You know, it's really a privilege when you get to be invited. Like Rob invited me to this radio program today. I wasn't ready. Here's the secret. I was in my pajamas. That's why I'm late. I was gone. I don't even live here. So it was like, oh, help me, Jesus. Because you're here on time. The secret, though, is you. You have a lot of wonderful things inside you, and maybe they don't have to be all traumatic, but I'm inviting you. We are inviting you. Rob has put this together. There's many have worked hard to get the ability to make these kits and get these kits for you. You know, and I get to share too, so that's cool. But we get to play, and I have a bag that I wrote on there. It's playtime, no rules. So you don't have to worry about making mistakes, and you don't have to get A pluses. I did 6 years in a row. It didn't impress anybody. It was hard. But you can get an F, and guess what? Fs are okay, because F doesn't mean failure. F means fantastic. How's that? You get to be fantastic. You get to play. You get to have fun and enjoy us, because we're inviting you without even having to pay for these kits. It's exciting. So I'm just learning and growing every day, because it's my first time. It could be your first time. And you know when you go to a restaurant and there's somebody that's a first-time waitress, and you give them grace because it's their first time, and you're like, oh, yeah, I understand. It's your first time. It's my first time. It's our first Saturday. And as Rob gave us a beautiful visual of a beautiful day, you know, so whether it's sunny or cloudy or rainy or scary or hard or exciting, here we are, and we can face our fears together. So I'm inviting you to join us.
I would want to talk a little bit about the kits that we have available for them, because I helped put the kits together.
You put all of them
and
together.
And you did fantastic.
And so we have beginner kits. And in the beginner kits, what I did was I included just like a basic set with markers, crayons, watercolors. I included some doodle art paper, and also watercolor paper. And I included some brushes. We have a bag for you to carry everything. We have a palette for you so you can mix your colored paints. But we also have, not just for the beginner, we have advanced kits. So if we do have artists out there, we have sketch kits, and we have oils, acrylics, gouache. We have pastels, both the soft pastels and oil pastels. So we have so many things that this grant has brought to us that we have available to you to use for free, and it's going to be amazing.
And each class is going to be fun and different, and it'll be taught by two of each of the ladies. So each one is going to bring something special and unique to each experience that we have with them.
One of the things that I learned after talking with the instructors was, you think of crayons. Oh, crayons. And it's like, that's for like a five-year-old, crayons. But then you started to talk about how you melt the crayons into different colors and mixtures and things like that, and then you put them onto the canvas or whatever you're working with, and then it becomes a mosaic, something that I had not even thought about, that you could use the venue of crayons before. And so when you're thinking about, if you're out there and you're a guy, you go, I'm not going to go work with crayons. You don't have to work with the crayons, but if you do, it's, you're not coloring them like a kid in a coloring book. You're using them as a mosaic to create a beautiful piece of art. And I think that that's, I'm kicking that up there as a guy, because I think every time I go pick up crayons for the projects, it's like, these are like for five-year-olds. But they're not for five-year-olds. They're for a person who has an open mind, and they're able to utilize it to create beauty.
And not have to be in the box.
Right.
You don't have to go
this
through the
line. This whole program is outside the box. That everything, the whole thinking process behind this is outside the box.
Yeah.
It's so easy for us to just fall in line and say, if it's not in this circle, you can't do it. I'm tired of the circles. I'm tired of those lines. And that's when as we build a museum and we work with the program, we try to think outside those lines all the time.
So one of my favorite things to do is see how many things around the house that I can use to paint with. So like shelf liner for inside of your drawer, forks and butter knives, palette knives, tin foil, saran wrap, paper towels. They all are going to give you a different feeling. Every time you use something different on that canvas, it's going to give you a texture that's going to bring out a feeling in you. And so I really, really like to work with colors and textures that make me feel a certain way. You know, if I'm feeling more down, my colors are probably darker. If I'm feeling up, you know, my colors might be yellow. So I really want to help people bring out those feelings inside of them by using the different tools that they didn't even know they could use on a canvas. I mean, I
never thought about using bubble wrap on a canvas. You guys are talking about using bubble wrap for part
Q-tips,
of your...
we've got those.
Like, okay. Uh-huh. I'm learning all kinds of things.
If you have a kitchen sponge, you can do so much with a kitchen sponge. So if you want to sit down and paint a tree, I can help you create that wood texture. Or if you want to paint the sky, I can help you figure out how to make a cloud. But anything that's in your head can come out on that canvas, and we're here to help you figure out, this brush makes this stroke. Look what you can do with this amazing tool. So we'll be there right with you, and anything you feel like doing. Any piece of art is something that makes you feel something. If you were to sit down and put a dot on a canvas and it makes you feel something, that's your art, and let it be. Nobody gets to judge you for that. And you have to let go of the idea that it has to be perfect, because we are so not perfect.
Never.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
It's all over the news. Businesses closing their doors permanently after operating for years. Well, many businesses are unaware of their rights to operate despite COVID-19 restrictions. Download our free empowering resource for business owners. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
I know you're worn, I know you're torn. You're losing all your hope, 'cause you're a long way from home. Oh, I know you're worried, I know you're scared. I'd like to put my arms around you, tell you I care. Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes, what you say, feel him around you, he's everywhere, reaching to touch you, know that he's there, deep in the heart of a war, he hears a soldier's prayer.
Good morning again. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're talking about Battlefield Expressions, PTSD art therapy, the art therapy that we're putting together, the program for our veterans in our community here in Northern California. It doesn't matter if you're in Shasta, Tehama County, Lassen, Trinity, Siskiyou, if you're in this area and here in Northern California, we want to be able to reach out to you and have you be a part of this program. I want to remind you that you do not have to come to the classes. If you want to be a part of the program and you want to pick up your art kit, you want to take it back to your home and you want to be able to paint in your own home, your own studio, in your own safe place where you feel comfortable, we invite that. We want you to be able to pick up those art kits and be able to take them back. If you have a family member that might be interested but they're apprehensive, just show us their ID card. Bring us their ID card. We can show that they're in the military or they were in the military, and we'll issue out those art kits to you at no cost. And you can take that to them, present that to them so that they can be a part. What we request or we want back is we want one of your pictures that you've painted so that we can display it in the museum art collection. At the very end of this program, we're going to have a gala event where we'll invite all of the state individuals to come and be a part of it. Because it is a California state grant, we do have to be able to share that to the constituents of the different political parties or whatever, the senators and state and governor and mayors, and all those individuals will be invited to come and be a part of that because it's tax money. And so once again, it's an opportunity to share with our Northern California hierarchy the political aspect. But what's important is that we're doing this for our community. We'll open it up to the public. The public can come in and see what our artists have done and see their expressions of how they're dealing with their PTSD or just how they want to share a piece of themselves in a happy moment here in our community. And so I think that's so important. As we move forward, we'll have the location set up and where we're going to be able to do this. And I think it's just a really wonderful opportunity for us to bring our veteran community together to express themselves and then for us to be able to showcase what they've done. It's not like it's in San Francisco. It's not like it's in L.A. or New York or anywhere else. It's here in Northern California. It's here in Shasta County. We're going to be doing all of this stuff out of a Cottonwood firehouse down there. And, we're happy to be able to have gotten the grant. It took us 6 years to get this grant. 6 years we put in for it. And boom, all of a sudden, here it is. And so now we really have the opportunity, when everybody's sheltering in place and going through the sickness and everything else, for them to be able to grab this opportunity and to be able to do it in their own setting if they have to. You don't have to come to all the classes. Come to one of the classes and go home and paint. You can do what you need to do. We are opening this opportunity up. We're very flexible for you to be able to express yourselves, whether it's in a class with the instructors or whether it's at home in the middle of the night because something's on your mind and you just feel like you're going to get up and have a glass of milk and a sandwich and paint. Uh-huh. Whatever it is, whatever it takes. You know, sometimes that's what it is because you don't sleep, you know, so you're awake and that's a way to express yourself, to be able to get that out there and make that happen.
I'd like to say, too, that when we think about, somebody can look at my picture, all of a sudden anxiety can come up. Like, there's no judgment in the class, but people can look at it and maybe they'll think it's weird or whatever. And I got to tell you, even from my own experience recently.
If you want weird, go to San Francisco and look at the art there.
Yeah. And so something that I did just to bring into it, it shows an example, you know, as one of the, quote, there, you know, artists. And, I mean, it was messed up bad. And I showed it with a little bit of a giggle because it's okay. It was like, wow, look what I tried, and it didn't work at all. You know, but it's okay. I wouldn't even mind hanging that up because it's a good example of the fact that we can have fun and it doesn't have to be right. You know, it's just playing with color, playing with ink, playing with pencil, playing with any type of medium that you want to. And if it's something that you want to do that we haven't thought of, I mean, let us know because, we're very flexible too.
It's like you said, people are they're very resistant sometimes because it's non-traditional. Because it does express some of their feelings. You know what? You don't have to sign your painting. You don't have to be there when we display it. But it's still the opportunity to know that it's out there and that people are going to see it. And we are going to be proud of everything that is submitted. We are going to make sure that it is displayed and it is projected in a positive manner. And because this is about honoring you, being able to express yourself.
That's right.
Right. It's about freedom. It's not about judgment or somebody staring at you going, oh, what did you pay that for? It has nothing to do with them. It's everything to do with you. It's your freedom of expression in the whole situation.
So one of the most important things that I'm learning right now is that not to stop myself. I talked earlier about I sat down to paint one thing and another thing came out completely. And it wasn't until I stopped trying to paint the thing that I was trying to paint that I really had fun, that I really just lost myself in all of it. And things came out of me that I didn't know were there. And maybe I was feeling a little bit darker than a baby shower tree situation. So, you know, and like the paint night that I went to for my very first time when I painted the really silly, ugly tree, it wasn't until I put a chicken on it that I felt like, okay, this is mine now, and I get to keep this, and this is something that I did different from anyone else in the world. So your art is different than my art, and it's different from Tammy's, and it's different from Brenda's, and different from Michelle's and Rob's, and it's never, ever going to be the same as the person sitting next to you, and that's what makes it so special.
The individualism.
Your feelings are coming out on those canvases, and I, for one, cannot wait to be a part of this whole experience and to maybe get the chance to help one person feel just a little bit better.
It's going to be a great time. These ladies are fantastic. If you guys can't tell from the time we've had on the radio this morning, you know, they have amazing personalities, backgrounds, histories, and their own unique abilities to bring to the classes. And we are so looking forward to being able to introduce you to them, having you work with them, having you see the things that can come out of you just because you are around their creativity and their positiveness. You know, this is a special, huge gift that we've been given from the State of California Cal Arts Grants to be able to do this program. Like Rob said, we tried for 6 years, just to try to even get the grant won. And we didn't give up. We got frustrated, but we didn't quit. We went ahead and kept going and saying, this is how we're going to make this work. We want you guys to express yourselves, because if they weren't going to give us the grant, we were going to find another place to get the grant, or else try to raise the money ourselves to
do it. So never, ever, ever, ever give up. You just got to keep trudging away, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, and this was important to us. We kept going at it because we know that this is a positive thing.
So we're coming up on our time here. We've got 2 minutes left. Is there anything that you ladies would like to express right before we get ready to go, something you want to add out there and let people know?
Earlier, I talked about going to one of the dinners and thinking that you guys were a big operation, and
We are a big-hearted operation.
Find out it's really this, like, really hearty two-man team here that does so much of the work themselves. And I was afraid to reach out and volunteer for anything or offer any help, thinking that they didn't need it. And don't be afraid. Give them a call. I'm sure Rob will shout out the number in just a minute. If you guys have time to volunteer in any capacity, that would probably be an amazing load off their shoulders. And I am so grateful and so thankful for all of the work that you are doing for this community. And I feel completely blessed to be a part of this program. And I can't wait to join in whatever next opportunity you guys have.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And I just want to say thank you to ladies for you being a part of the program, for being here this morning and sharing some of your experiences and what your opportunities will be for our veterans and their families who are going to be part of this. And once again, you don't have to be a wounded warrior to be a part of this program. You just need to be a veteran or a veteran family member who has served our nation.
So you can go to the NorCalVeteransMuseum.org, look for the Battlefield Expressions Program to register there. It's completely free, and our first class is going to be March 6th at 10 a.m. until 12, and then the second one is from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m.
And the phone number again is 378-2280, 378-2280. Offices of the Northern California Veterans Museum. Thank you. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions.
The price, I've counted up the cost.